Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced. Why? It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I am super excited to have you joining us here today. This is the season opening for the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show 2013. Woo-hoo! We're bringing it in big style. Listen, I have hanging out with me in the virtual studio right now, Latrice Pace. I'm going to be bringing her to the mic. Oh, my goodness, you know this young lady, the singer, the actress, and I'm adding the motivator. Oh, my goodness, you have seen her in plays. You've seen her with the Pace Sisters and, oh, my goodness, Donna Lawrence and so many others. And she is here today to talk about her brand spanking new fitness and motivation single that's releasing today. Can you believe we get to talk to her today on the actual release? Called Be The Change. Be The Change, and you can download that on iTunes and all those great places. We're excited to be talking to her. I'm bringing her to the mic right now. Yep, we're just going to jump right on in. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, my God, this is so exciting. I'm just glad we get to talk to you on the actual release date.
So am I. I'm excited, too.
What has it been like to you? You've been on a journey, really a transformation.
Yes.
I called it a journey where you have really sought wholeness and change, and you've lost 100 pounds.
Yes.
What started you down this path?
It was just me getting frustrated with where I was and how I was feeling about myself. And I knew that if I wanted to change, I had to do it. I couldn't continue. And I really believe that's when real change happens, when we really become frustrated with where we are and how we are and how we view ourselves, then we're motivated to make a difference. And it's like, okay, what do I need to do to make this happen? And let's do it.
And
so
let's
that's
do
where
it.
I was tired of feeling the way I was. Yeah.
What? And so, you know, it's the beginning of the year. Typically, I don't have the percentage in front of me, but I know it's got to be at least 50% of the resolutions have something to do with weight loss and nutrition
when
and all that.
Yeah.
Why would people get that renewed sense at the beginning of the year?
Because I think they feel like, okay, this is my chance to start over, to really do it again. You know, and what better time than January, the beginning of something. It's the same thing even if you start a diet, an exercise regimen in the middle of the year. We don't start when we just have that epiphany to start. We say, oh, I'll start Monday. So it's always something about starting at the beginning of something, or I'll start at the beginning of the month, you know. But I think a lot of times when you just have it, that desire, when it clicks, do it. If it's on a Thursday, if it's in August, if it's in February, just do it. Don't keep putting it off. Just start, and you will feel so much better. But I think the beginning of the year is just, we really hype it up as new beginnings, and it should be. So you said 50%. I would probably say 75. Because throughout the year, the gym is like you can go in, get on your machine, and you're fine. January, I can forget about it. I can't find a bike. I can't find a treadmill. The gyms are just overcrowded in January.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a good thing as long as we continue to find the motivation throughout the year.
Throughout the year. And so how long did this process take for you?
I tell people that it took me a year once I got serious about it.
Okay.
But I was playing with it for, like, 10 plus years. You know, I was doing a lot of the fad diets, or I was doing the special event diets where, oh, the Stella Award's coming up, let me go and film fast for 2 weeks. Or the live recording coming up, oh, I'm going to just do veggies and fruit, you know?
Right.
So I was playing those games for about 10 years, but when I really got serious, it took me a year for me to get to where I am. And it didn't take a year for me to see the results, but to get to where I am now, and for me to actually, for it to click in my mentality where I realize it's not just about, you know, eating good for a few months, but this is for the rest of my life. And there are times that it's literally a lifestyle change. There are times I even tell myself now, even though I've you know, accomplished what I have accomplished, it's like you still have to be conscious of not celebrating too much.
Right.
Or not relaxing too much. It's this thing goes on literally for life.
Wow, for life. Listeners, if you just tuned in, we welcome you. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and we're in our season opening show, and we're ecstatic to have Latrice Pace on the line with us. Woohoo!
And I'm ecstatic to be here.
Yes, and this is the single release we need you to download iTunes. Please. Where else can they download Be the Change?
They can download at any digital outlets, but the main ones are iTunes, Rhapsody, and Amazon.
Great. And with Be the Change, what was the motivation to put this particular single out?
Oh, my goodness. I just got chills when you asked me that because I'm so passionate about it. It freaks me out sometimes how passionate I am. I did Be the Change about a year ago, and I believe in being staying connected to God and being led by the Holy Spirit. And it was January, and he said, release a song at the beginning of the year to motivate people to change, you know, to the change that you've made. I need you to go in the studio, put this song down so that people can, you know, know that there's somebody in it with them. Somebody feel their pain, or somebody is right there. And just what motivates us more than music. So he said, you know, put it to music, and that's what I did. And he gave it to me to do it at the beginning, one single at the beginning of the year, every year. And this year the single is entitled Don't Give Up, because some people started last year on the journey with Be the Change, and they may have gotten tired or feeling like they're not getting the results that they want. But I just want to inspire them and motivate them to not give up, but keep going. So that's
keep
how it
going.
Came about, just staying connected to God.
Don't give up. So that's what you're looking for, listeners. My bag. Don't give up. Don't give
that's
up.
Okay,
I'm still stuck on Be the Change.
No, that's okay, because you can download Be the Change and Don't Give Up.
There we go. We're going to wrap it all in a nice bow for you.
Yes.
And so you've had over 20 years experience in the music industry and 15 plus years experience with the arts and urban theater. Did that impact just that type of lifestyle? Did that impact your eating habits and workout routine?
Oh, absolutely. I hate to say this, but being in the I'm just telling the truth, being in the gospel industry, or just growing up in the church life, you know, that was all we did. We went to church and we went to school, and after church we would eat. After school we would eat, and it was never an emphasis on the physical. It was always an emphasis on the spiritual, your spiritual man, but never on the physical. So that I would say that heavily influenced the weight gain and feeling comfortable in it, because you look around in the industry, you see quite a few people. At that time, it that way, you know, all of us were heavy set. Now, many of us are getting into, okay, we got to take care of our temple. And I saw it at home, I saw it at church, I saw it in the industry. When I got into the arts, where it's very image driven, I began to be aware of what I was putting into my body. Because I was around people that were aware. After the show was over, they were eating fruit and salad and going to bed, or a protein shake and calling it a day, and they were getting up the next morning, you know, calling me saying, hey, we're going to work out, let's go. So I would definitely say that the arts influenced me, you know, heavily as far as taking care of my temple.
Wow. That's so interesting, the difference in those two industries that you saw. That's really interesting. Now, the other crazy thing is that you are also a baker. How in the world did that come about?
When I tell you, okay, my sister, I grew up watching my sisters and my mother cook all the time. And I paid attention a little bit. I can do a little something. And my sister has this really popular red velvet cake recipe that, you know, she would do for church events or special occasions. And I she gave me the recipe and told me don't share it with anybody, and I swore that I wouldn't. And I would use it. I was doing cupcakes for a shoe party one day, and some people, this lady at the shoe party said, "Oh my Lord, these cupcakes are amazing. What are you doing with these?" I was like, "Nothing." She said, "You need to start a company." I was like, "Really?" And then another girl walked up and said, "Yes, and you should call it Treacy Treats." And it took off from there. It's been a year and a half now.
Wow,
I've been
following you on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, whenever I saw the treats, I'm like, oh, that's good. But you found a balance. So some would say, wow, how in the world were you able to do the transformation of your weight loss and bake?
Yes, everybody asks that. And you know how they say about what you hear on the movies and what they say about drugs? You don't get high off of your own supply.
Ah.
So I bake and I rinse. And I hurry up and clean, and, you know, the recipe doesn't change, so I don't have to do that much tasting unless I'm creating something different. But I find that I'm in a place where I'm conflicted because I have to create a healthier alternative. And even though I know that, you know, everybody needs a little sugar, which is one of my little mottos, we can find that balance. You can work out and you can diet and exercise, but, you know, you can reward yourself and, you know, I tell people, you know, eat them responsibly.
Eat them responsibly. There you go. There's the disclaimer you've given out.
Yes.
Well, listeners, you can go to find out more about the Latrice Pace empire, I'm going to say. Go to www.latricepace.com. Again, www.latricepace.com. You can pick up Don't Give Up, which is a single release for today, and then, of course, go back and get Be the Change if you don't have that. And you can get that iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, those great places, you know where to pick it up. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What keeps you motivated?
Losing several family members to, illnesses that could have been prevented through a healthy diet and exercise. And not so much of not wanting to become them,
right?
Because they are a part of me, but doing what I do for them, because they didn't get to do it, or they didn't, in my eyes, didn't quite win doing it. But I tell myself I do it for my niece, who is 11 years old, my daddy, and I do it for my brother. I do it for them.
Awesome,
and
awesome.
Ultimately, because I love myself. So yeah.
That's the motivation, and that's something we all can grab a hold to keep moving and to keep us going with this healthy living. And, well, listeners, I know you're like, can we hear it? You know what? I'm going to give you like 58 seconds of it.
Come
We're
on.
We're going to give you 58 seconds of Don't Give Up. We want you, again, to download it. Go to, again, www.latricepace.com. You can find out information about her, and also she's a great blog. The blog is great information that you've put out that people can kind of look through and keep up to date. She's been featured in the Huffington Post, so check out that article. You can connect to that from latricepace.com. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I think we're going to let the listeners hear a little bit of Don't Give Up. And, again, we're just excited that we had a chance to talk to you on the release date, and we don't want to hold you. I know you have many things to do, but we appreciate you here on the Charvette Mental Radio Show.
Thank you. Can I say something before you play the song?
Absolutely.
Okay, I think you're going to let me go, but I wanted to say, for those that may not have lost anyone or to have to find that, and you can't find the motivation in, you know, in that, but find it in loving yourself and respecting yourself enough to get out there and move more and to be conscious of what you put in your body. So let you be your own motivation. That's all.
You
I love you.
Your own motivation. Oh, no, and you know what? I'm so glad you said about the moving. I was reading an article the other day that said sitting is the new smoking.
Oh, wow.
Sitting
I believe
is the
that.
New smoking. So I was like, wow, that's something to think about.
That.
That's
wow,
something to think about.
That is.
Well, thank you so much. We're going to let them hear a little bit of Don't Give Up and
thank
enjoy
you.
The rest of your release date.
Thank you so much, and you have a great show.
You too. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. All right, listeners, here
Bye-bye.
We go. Bye-bye. Again, from the legendary Pace Sisters. You've seen her with LaShawn Pace and just many more. Donna Lauren, she's been featured in plays, Tyler Perry plays, David E. Talbert plays, T.D. Jakes Productions, and we're excited that we had a chance to talk to her. Lost over 100 pounds and has her single out today. Newest single, Don't Give Up, and then previous single, Be the Change. So check her out. All right, we are moving into our next segment. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, but we're going to be talking to Shamika Pender. She is an author right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and she has written a book called Happily Single, Being Single and Loving It. And I'm telling you what, she has some nuggets in this book that are going to help the sisters out. She says, don't be the chaser. What is wrong with women today? We're more educated, independent, and determined than our ancestors, but we make many unwise decisions. So that's just a little drop in the bucket there. You're going to hear from Shamika Pender. And then in our third segment today, we're going to talk to Todd Parsons. He is a laser artisan, makes wonderful jewelry and earrings, and oh my goodness, he has a Diva collection and the Presidential collection and the Natural collection and a whole bunch of other things. He is also from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, so we're excited to have him joining us in our third segment. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we will be right back. We don't want you to go anywhere. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Hi, I'm Charlie. I fight fires and I save lives.
My name's Renee. I'm a cardiologist. I save lives.
My name's Anthony. I'm an EMT. I save lives.
You don't have to be a professional to save a life. Firefighters, doctors, and others save lives. You can too. Don't wait. To learn more about the warning signs and how you can help prevent suicide, visit save.org. In a crisis, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Hello, hello again. Thank you so much for checking us out here. This is our season opening show. Oh, my goodness, 2013. Listen, we're going to have some phenomenal guests, and we're going to have continued phenomenal shows. I'm super excited to have you checking us folks out here, those that are listening from Twitter and those that are listening from Facebook and those that are listening from Charvette.com and those that listen from iTunes. We appreciate all of our listeners actually from all across the World Wide Web. So listen, we are jumping into our next segment. You know I love authors on this show. We feature and spotlight authors often. And we have Shamika Pender. She's hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm bringing her to the mic. She is the author of Happily Single, Being Single, and Loving It. And we're excited to have her on the show. Hello, Shamika. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Charvette. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited about this new year.
Yes, new year, new opportunities, new possibilities, and some people are looking for new relationships, but you want to talk to the singles right about now.
Yes, I do, Ms. Charvette.
Yes, so talk to us about why you decided to write a book about being single.
Well, I wrote this book because I was tired of seeing single women pity themselves, you know, feeling sorry for themselves, you know. Especially this time of year, they're going to have Valentine's Day. We just got through having Christmas and New Year's, and you see all the romantic commercials with the jewelry and the candy. You'll definitely see in February. But,
right.
You know, I got tired of seeing people pity themselves. And, you know, it's not a curse. People have to see it as a benefit. There's a benefit in being single. You know, it's a time to grow yourself, know yourself, and get in a deeper relationship with God. You know, this is a wonderful time to be.
Awesome. And so there are a lot of myths, I think, that you want to try to dispel with your book, myths and different misconceptions about being single and if you can be happily single. So what are and I guess that may be the first myth is are single people happy, but what are the myths and the misconceptions that you really want to clear up?
Well, the biggest thing is, I just said a few minutes ago, is that being single is not a curse. It is a blessing. It's, you know, God allowed you to have this time in your life to get to know yourself, to grow your relationship in Him. And not only that, but being married, it takes work. It's a blessing. Marriage is a blessing by God, but it takes work. And before you can enter into that relationship with another person, you have to enter a relationship with God and enter a relationship with yourself. So when you do so happily get into a relationship with somebody else, that you will have that intuition and that knowledge to grow from your singlehood to enhance your relationship.
And don't you think that people have a kind of a fairy tale? Some people, let me say that way, I don't want to generalize and put everyone in the same box, but some people have maybe a fairy tale thinking or concept about those that are in a relationship. So if they're single, sometimes they think that everyone that's in a relationship is always happy and always, you know, everything is rosy. And I love in your book you talk about the Cinderella concept and how, you know, all we know from the story is that Cinderella lived happily ever after, and we don't know anything after that. And in the book you talk about Cinderella, they don't talk about her gaining the 25 pounds from having all these babies, and we don't talk about the crazy in-laws and how Prince Charming is not charming all the time. What do you think about that?
Yes, exactly what you said, Charvette. Pretty much people get this idea that, especially the wedding, I think that's the thing, is the wedding and, you know, the beautiful gown and the reception and stuff like that. But you have to think about after the fact. You know what I'm saying? You have to think about, is this person who I'm going to end up with, how is he going to treat me as a person? Is he going to degrade me, or is he going to build me up? And I think that's what a lot of women fall into, is they end up with jerks or jokers, as I put it in the book.
Yes.
Because they're trying to rush into a relationship in which they see the fantasy. They see their friends or they see other people with somebody and they feel left out. But this is, it's not nothing to rush into.
You know what? And the book is written for primarily for women. But do you think that men can learn or gather or glean from the book as well?
Yes, yes. Basically, in the book, especially the chapter King versus Joker, I talk about the attributes of King versus a Joker, you know, and not only that, but into what characteristics they can learn from a godly woman. You know, what kind of woman do they want to have? Do they want to have a Jokerette or do they want to have a queen? So that's something that I think that men can benefit from.
I got tickled when I saw those names. I said, okay, that's a good way to put it. That's a good way to put it because you kind of that implies what they mean without even having to go into a lot of detail. Mm-hmm. And so we definitely want to clarify that you are not male bashing in this book. Is that correct?
No, I'm not. I definitely talk about the characteristics of a good man. They are good men out there. I don't believe in man bashing. I have a great father. I have a great pastor. I have great men in my life. So I know the attributes of a good man, but just like I know attributes of good men, I know attributes of not so good men. And this is definitely not a male bashing book. This is actually a book for especially primarily for women to grow into themselves. That way they can be the godly woman for that good man of God. And that king.
Well, that's so we want to. So there you go, listeners. We want to make sure you know this is not about male bashing. Just trying to help everyone out, right? Help the sisters out, help the men out, help everyone out. Listen, if you just tuned in, welcome. We're in our author spotlight. I'm so excited. This author is from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Of course, we broadcast out of Richmond, Virginia. And her brand new book, Happily Single, Being Single and Loving It, again by Shamika Pender, who we're chatting it up with now. Shamika, how can people purchase your book?
Okay, you can definitely purchase it online at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Books A Million, and Coastberry.com. And you can also get it from the website of Kingdom Publishing Group as well.
Great. Big shout out to Kingdom Publishing Group, Miss Nina Wells and the group
Woo!
Over there. They are, friends of the show, so we appreciate them. Now, were you always a writer, or was this something that you just felt driven to do, or did you always see yourself writing books and being an author?
To be honest with you, Charvette, this was just an inspiration. I wrote a countdown around February sometime last year, in which I wrote 14 reasons why I am happily single. And that I just did it from there. I drove off of that countdown, and I just kept on having this feeling about writing a book about it, and there we go.
Wow. That's awesome. God-inspired. God-inspired right there. And you know what? A lot of times people are able to take books, and books can really help them because they can kind of take chunks of it at a time. They could read a chapter and kind of like chew on it, I say, and then, you know, go back to it versus maybe hearing, you know, something else. You know, books are really, really connect people and help them kind of think through their process and say, you know what? Wait a minute. I am happily single. I can be happily single. This is not a curse. This is a blessing. So in the book, you share a lot of examples of your past experiences in the dating arena, and you talk about why you took a break from dating. Now, first of all, I got to applaud you for being transparent, you know, to share, you know, some that I could imagine that might have been maybe a little bit hard.
Yes, it was somewhat hard, but, you know, if it will help somebody to see what I made mistakes in, it can help somebody and hopefully not go down that same path. So I see it as a bittersweet blessing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so the decision to kind of take a break in the dating arena, what drove that particular decision, and then what did that do for you?
Basically, I found myself going from relationship to relationship, and I often compromised my Christian values and neglected my relationship with God. And it's because of getting into all of these bad relationships that I felt spiritually depleted and lost a sense of myself. So during that time, I was like, I just went ahead and just made up my mind and said, I'm going to just throw myself in God. I threw myself in God, got heavily involved in church, grew in God. My pastors and my family at New Generation International Ministries with my pastor, Mike and Danielle Hathaway, were a big support for me. And, you know, I'm just very, very thankful that I did that because it pretty much aligned me back into the right placement with God.
And you know what? Sometimes we do have to take a break and step back and pause on certain things. I think that that's good, really good advice and guidance. And then you are really telling your experience. So you're not just telling people to do it and you didn't do it. It's like you did it and this is the impact, the positive impact that it had on your life. So big shout out there. Listeners, we are welcoming you to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're excited to have Shamika Pender here hanging out with us in the virtual studio. Pick up her book, Happily Single, Being Single and Loving It, online where books are sold. Shamika, what is your main website?
It is www.happilysingle2012.com.
All right. And can listeners find you on Facebook?
Yes, they can. Facebook, I have a Facebook site, Happily Single 2012 as well.
Okay, great. So that's how you can find her and connect and ask questions and all that good stuff. You know, I think this would be really great for ministries that have singles groups, singles ministries, or even women's ministries to take it and use it as a book club book. You know, certainly, or it could be a singles Bible study book, you know, where you kind of work through it. So I can see it being used in those various ways. So we speak that into the atmosphere.
Thank you.
Yes, we speak that in. So the book you give women, or in your own words, how what are things that women, or ways women can really be happy during their singlehood if they feel that loneliness or that, you know, the grass is greener, you know, coming on them? What are ways they can continue to feel, really be happy in their singlehood?
Well, basically the thing that I stress the most is to have a relationship with God and to get to know yourself. But not only that, but also get involved. Be active. Don't be isolated and stay at home all the time feeding your cats and being like an old lady in a shoe, you know. Get active. And not only that, but do things for yourself. You know, as Joyce Myers once says, eat the cookie by the shoes. You know, do something special for yourself. You know, make yourself feel good.
You know what, that is so, so good, because that isolation piece, that really is a trick of the enemy, because that is really what keeps people kind of going on a downward spiral versus going upward. So that's good. That's good right there. And you also talk about women chasing men. And so, you know, potentially women that are in the phase of, you know, I want somebody, I'm ready to move, I'm ready to get married, I'm ready to be in a relationship. And so they're feeling that pressure, or they're feeling that desperation. And I love that you say that, you know, don't be the chaser. And I'm quoting your book, "What is wrong with women today? We are more educated, independent, and determined than our ancestors, yet we make unwise decisions." And this is also true even among women of faith.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Women chasing after men, pretty much. And in the Bible, it says clearly, a man findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So do you not believe you're a good thing enough to have that man approach you as opposed to you trying to find that man? So basically, I have seen too many women chase after men and basically become so attached emotionally and end up getting their hearts broken because that guy didn't want her as much as she wanted him. You know what I'm saying?
And yeah, so and with the chasing, I hear people say, "Well, it's 2013. You know, that's the old way. This is new. We have to be, you know, more. You should be more aggressive." And I've heard men and women say this. I've heard men say, "You know, women, you should step out and you should ask out and you should be more aggressive." What do you do with when you're getting all of these feeds in from society? And I think clearly your book and what you say is that we need to be getting the input of how we direct our lives from God, right?
Yes, yes. And it says to renew your mind daily. And we have to also remember that we are not from this world. We are spiritual beings before we are natural. So we have to get the insight and pick up the Word of God and read it as often on a daily basis as you possibly could and feed yourself. I mean, basically, they tell you a lot of things on TV. They tell you a lot of things in society that contradicts the Word of God, but you have to see what's good and what's bad, what's light and what's death. You know what I'm saying? So you just have to be cautious of what you take in and what you bring out of from your heart.
From your heart. All right. So, listeners, we want you to check out Happily Single, again, Being Single and Loving It by author Shamika Pender. Don't you like how that sounds? Author Shamika Pender, Happily Single. Check it out, Being Single and Loving It. Anywhere online books are sold. And, again, give our listeners your website and how they can connect with you on Facebook.
Yes. It's www.happilysingle.com. 2012.com and like Happily Single, Being Single and Loving It on Facebook.
Okay, great. Listeners, you have it. You can know how to connect. So the last thing that you do is you give single women a challenge. What is the challenge?
My challenge is to at least take 6 months or maybe to a year to remain single. During this time, you can not only grow your relationship in God, but to improve yourselves and become holistically well. That means spiritually, emotionally, physically, intellectually, all the, you know, well everywhere, you know, pretty much grow and improve yourself as a person.
Wow. And do you have women that are taking the challenge? Are they contacting you, letting you know, hey, I'm going to take this challenge?
I haven't had any yet, but I'm sure there are some women who are taking the challenge secretively.
Yes, I was going to just say, you snatched the words out of my mouth. I'm sure there are, and they just haven't verbalized it. Wow. Well, I'm telling you what, there's a challenge, listeners, so you have it. And if that fits you, because I know we have a lot of listeners that are married, so if that doesn't fit you, we're not talking to you. Well, we're talking to the singles. Again, pick up Happily Single, Being Single and Loving It by author Shamika Pender. And Shamika, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
What continues to motivate me? Just the fact that I have my family, my friends, my church family, and most importantly, God in my life. I'm just so thankful. I'm overjoyed. I'm just speechless, pretty much. So that's what motivates me to get up every day, to keep on pushing, even when I don't feel like pushing, to keep on pressing. It says press towards the mark of the high calling. So that's something that I try my very best to do.
Great. Well said. I think we need to give you a big round of applause. And I think this is your one of your first radio interviews, so we're excited that we were on the map with you first, so that, you
Thank
know, when you're
you.
On the red carpet, you can shout us out.
Most definitely. Thank you so much, Charvette, for the interview.
You're awesome. Thank you for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Okay. God bless you.
All right. All right, listeners, we want you to keep it locked right there. We have our third segment coming up. My guest is actually hanging out in the virtual green room, Mr. Todd Parsons, with Todd Parsons Custom Laser Artwork. I'm telling you, oh, my goodness, he has so many different things to offer, earrings, ear wings. You got to hear about that, the Diva Collection, the Presidential Collection, and he's right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and we're glad to be spotlighting him in our business spotlight segment. So we're going to take a very quick commercial break, and then we'll be back talking to Mr. Todd Parsons. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Hi, I'm Charlie. I fight fires, and I save lives.
My name's Renee. I'm a cardiologist. I save lives.
My name's Anthony. I'm an EMT. I save lives.
You don't have to be a professional to save a life. Firefighters, doctors, and others save lives. You can, too. Don't wait. To learn more about the warning signs and how you can help prevent suicide, visit save.org. In a crisis, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK.
Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happening. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Hello, and welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're excited you're checking us out here in our season opening show for 2013, and we are in our business spotlight. I have Todd Parsons. He's hanging out in the virtual studio. I'm getting ready to bring him to the mic. He is the owner of Todd Parsons Laser Designs, where he offers custom laser artwork, and we want to showcase him today. He has a brand new website up. He has an app. I'm telling you, he's doing the doggone thing, and I'm glad to have him on the show. He's been on the show before, so we're welcoming back Mr. Todd Parsons. Welcome to the show.
Charvette Mitchell, how are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I cannot complain.
Cannot complain. Have you started working on any 2013 resolutions?
I don't do resolutions.
Why am I not surprised by that?
I just try to make life commitments. So
there you go. I like that. Make life commitments.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we want to chat. Certainly, you are. A friend of the show, we are excited that you're back on, and we want to talk about all of the great things that you're doing and share with our listeners information about your new website and all that good stuff. So explain to those that may be introduced to you for the first time today, what exactly is laser art or laser designs?
Well, I am a laser artisan. I've been in the field of graphics for a little over 10 years now. My previous occupation, I designed floor tiles, so that kind of gave me an eye for color and detail, and just kind of segued into what I do now. It's laser equipment, so it's a little bit of photography, it's a little bit of digital imagery, and there's a lot of technology going on. So I've blended a few things together to come up with what I come up with. Wow. Right now, the earrings, I mean, they've just catapulted business into a completely different realm. I mean,
yeah.
It took off so fast, and the natural hair community, I mean, they just fully embraced me. So that's been a real blessing for me.
So all of our sisters that are out there in natural hair, you definitely want to check out the collections. It's really complimentary. A lot of things that you will see that look like you and favor you and all that good stuff. So check that out. So let's talk about all the different kind of collections that you have. So the Diva collection, I think, was kind of your first or kind of your baseline collection. And what is in the Diva collection?
Well, that seems to be the hot one. It's
yeah.
It's kind of focusing in on a lot of different hairstyles. And what I've noticed with that, regardless of what image I use, and this I actually happened to pun it by accident, there's really no ethnicity involved. I could use any ethnicity as an image, but you can't even tell what ethnicity it was.
Yeah.
Once the final product is done. And, you know, women love that as well. So it kind of has a dual meaning. I strategically removed the eyes on some of them. And it was funny, I started doing that because I thought, you know, well, women might be like, you know, I'm not going to wear another woman's face in my ear. So I removed the eyes just so it wouldn't give it that added personality. And evidently that's what kicked it off.
Wow. Okay, and I'm on the website now, ParsonsTodd.com, listeners.
Yes.
ParsonsTodd.com is the website, so you can kind of look along and listen along with this. And you are exactly right. It's something, it's almost like a mystique, like a trademark for you, is that to have that the eyes missing, but it's still the work of art is still there and so vivid.
Yeah. And God's been so good to me. I mean, you know, the thoughts and the ideas, they come out of nowhere. I was actually working on something a few minutes ago that I'll probably be posting to Instagram as soon as I hang up with you.
Wow. Awesome, awesome. And so let's talk about the presidential collection. What is in the presidential collection?
Currently I have Time Magazine earrings of Barack and Michelle, of course, President and the First Lady. I have another image that's actually a miniature puzzle. It's
oh, wow.
A 16-piece puzzle, and I cut the puzzle pieces out, and then I pieced them back together, and I glued them onto a square background. I have those on there, and I also have what I call the a trim line. It's an image of the president facing himself. And to me, it symbolizes that, you know, with every decision that you make, you don't have to go back on it if you can face yourself in the end.
Wow.
And that's kind of what inspired me to do that one. And I also have, as you can see, it's an earring rack. And that's a pretty popular seller, too. It's got the picture of the president, and then it has his name going across the top. And there's an aluminum panel on it so that you can hang your earrings on.
And, you know, I wanted to bring up the presidential collection because certainly this will be an artifact. These things will be artifacts,
yes.
Historical artifacts down the road. So you want to grab, you know, you want to grab onto this. And certainly the price points are reachable for everyone. There is a price point that is reachable for everyone on here. But I wanted to specifically call out the presidential collection. And the inauguration is coming up January 18th, 19th, 20th, in that time period. So wouldn't it be great to have something to remember the president by. All right, so what are ear wings? Not to be mistaken with earrings. The second is ear wings.
Well, the ear wings are, that's my butterfly collection. Now, I've seen one of the things, believe it or not, I don't look at a lot of jewelry. I mean, you know, when I go out, I very rarely pay attention to jewelry, so when I design something, it's not something that I've seen somewhere before.
Right.
And I thought it was kind of neat to design a butterfly earring, but, you know, I have seen them before where the entire butterfly is in the air. But I thought it would be kind of neat if it was a symmetrical thing where you had the right wing in the right ear and the left wing in the left ear.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that big a deal when I did it, and they're facing forward. But, you know, the ladies, they saw it, and they just loved it. So I just kept adding on to that. I used different textures. I used sand textures, different grades of wood, plexiglass, pretty much whatever I could get my hands on.
Wow. All right, listeners, so there you have. So when you see ear wings, it is not a misspelled word. That is intentional. That is the design. Again, ParsonsTodd.com. And we are talking to Todd Parsons, so it's just a name flip backwards. Very easy for you to remember. And you are also at a lot of vending and events in Richmond. So you've been at a couple places recently. Where were the last couple of places that you've been?
I was at the Kwanzaa Festival about 2 weeks ago, and prior to that was the Virginia Natural Beauty photo shoot. That was probably a month or so prior to that. And there'll also be another Virginia Natural Beauty event on January the 20th.
Okay, and where is that going to be?
That's a good question, Sharva.
Oh, I'm sorry. I put you on the spot. Well, listen, listeners, you can, of course, go to the website, ParsonsTodd.com, and then also Facebook, and you do a good job of kind of keeping people up to date on where you are and what's going on. And, of course, you can purchase right off of the website, so that's there. I love the Kaleidoscope collection as well for those that want a little bit more color in their life.
Yes. And the Kaleidoscope collection was actually, I don't want to give out too much information out there.
Right, right.
there's a little app that I actually downloaded for my daughter to my iPad. And you can pretty much take your finger and, you know, make all these crazy designs. So I thought, you know, that's a neat looking design. And each design is completely different. You know, it's like snowflakes. You can give it to a 3-year-old kid, and they can take their finger and just do something crazy with it. So I pull those images and import them into my program, and that's the image that's engraved. And then I just fill it in with color, and there you have the Kaleidoscope collection.
There you go. And you definitely got to check that out. That's something you definitely want to see. It's gorgeous. And what I love about your designs is that you won't see them just on everybody's ear. You know, per se, if you go purchase jewelry from a main retailer, you may potentially see the next young lady and the next person in the same party you're at with the same earrings on. But that won't be the case per se with this. So now for those that are more may not want as much color, but are more into the natural hair community. We talked a little bit about, so you have a specific collection called the Natural Collection, and talk a little bit about that.
Well, the Natural Collection, those were my very first pieces, and they just kind of, I mean, it's been a snowballing effect, really. The ladies with the afros and the pics, and some I incorporate denim material. Like I said, my house looks like a technological Sanford and Son. I mean, it's like I don't throw anything away. All the plexiglass used is recycled plexiglass. The wood that I use is natural wood. I stain it. I use a series of different techniques when I stain. Sometimes I use like a fading or a blending effect, and it makes all the difference when you're talking about appeal to certain people.
Okay.
So it's, you know, I don't know if you can tell in my voice, but it's very therapeutic for me, and it's been a lot of fun to do this. I mean, I came up with inventory fairly quickly. You know, I've only been at this for maybe a little over 2 months now.
Wow.
And it's going really well. I actually have a Facebook store as well.
Oh, great. Give our listeners how they can connect to that.
Yeah, that's www.facebook.com/Todd Parsons Design. And with that, I am able to upload my photos to Instagram, And then I'm also able to upload them fairly quickly to that Facebook page, and they're ready for purchase.
Ready for purchase, ready
so
to go.
I am all over the place.
You can find him. And, you know, I love that you do have some custom pieces. So, listeners, you can get custom monogram letters. So you could have your S or an R or whatever. You can have custom monogram letters, very reasonable. And I love that some of the pieces, like there's one, some earrings I like to say Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And then for our Christian community, I saw some that said, let me get to it, Born Again. Yeah. So definitely a lot of different options. So just take time to go through the site. Facebook will give you a lot of options. You want to definitely go to Facebook. Now tell us about this app you have. What does the app do for people?
The app allows you to actually sign in. It gives you immediate access to my phone number, to my Facebook page, LinkedIn, anywhere there is to get in touch with me. The app gives that to you.
And yes, go right ahead.
The way to get to the app.
And if you're while you're looking that up, if you're following me on Facebook, or even if you're not following me on Facebook, it's a public post. I posted our e-blast from last night, and it has the link for the app in the e-blast. So just go to Facebook.com/Charvet, and right on the page you will see I have tagged Todd, so it'll be easy to connect with him, tag him there, or to find out more information. And then if you click on the e-blast, it has a link directly to the app, also has a link directly to the website and to the Facebook page. So you'll have a lot of ways to connect there. Wow, well, I'm excited. And there are other things. Listeners, we didn't cover everything, all of the collections. There's abstract ear art. There's the animal print collection. So just definitely check out ParsonsTodd.com or Facebook and look at the options that you have available. And also keep up with him so you know if he's in Richmond, you can see him at some of the events. For those listeners that are listening from all over, because we have listeners all over, no problem.
Praise
you have
the
website. Yes, you have the website, and you can check it out there. And so, Todd, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
The Holy Spirit continues to motivate me, without a doubt.
Awesome.
You know, your inspiration is drawn from whatever it is that you believe in. You know, you can get up in the morning. Some people are inspired and motivated by money, and you see what that can do to people. And
right.
Some folks are inspired and motivated by the grass growing or the fact that you can just get out of bed every morning. So, you know, the thing that the fact that God has allowed me the opportunity to nurture such a gift and have people actually calling me, you know, and I get responses from everybody. I send stuff out all the time. I actually just shipped two pairs of earrings to France.
Oh, wow.
Right now I'm talking to a woman from Holland who wants to order something. So, you know, it's a true blessing for me personally.
The power of the web, the power of the world wide web.
You use it correctly.
yes. And we know you are. We know you are.
And I would also like to thank, I'm sure you know Marisa D. Marisa D. Marketing.
Yes.
She's a good friend of mine, and she's been instrumental in helping me get the brand out there. So we work closely together at some venues. But
Shout out to her.
Most definitely.
Yes. Awesome. Well, certainly shout out to all of your support system and then all those in Richmond who, you know, see you at vending opportunities and see you at artisan events and support and purchase. So big shout out there. So we are glad that you had a chance to stop by the season opening show and talk about all of your collections. And we just wish you much more continued success.
And I thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, that is going to wrap up another edition of the Charvet Mitchell Radio Show. We are excited that we got a chance to chat with you all today and open up the season. We started the top of the hour out talking to Latrice Pace, again, of the legendary Pace sisters. You've seen her with LaShawn Pace, Ann Nesby, Byron Cage, the Clark sisters, Darwin Hobbs. She's an actress, she's a motivator, and she has been on a journey of transformation, lost over 100 pounds, and she has a new fitness and motivation single that released today. And we gave you a little snippet of it. I know, I teased y'all. I didn't give you a whole lot. It's called Don't Give Up. Her last single, previous single was Be the Change. So get both of them, iTunes, Amazon.com, and Rhapsody, and keep your eye on her. And then we went into the second segment with Shamika Pender, author of Happily Single, Being Single and Loving It. So check her out at happilysingle2012.com. Again, happilysingle2012.com, and it's also on Facebook under the same title, and pick up her book. Then we ended up in our business spotlight with Todd Parsons, friends of the show, back by popular demand, talking about his wonderful custom laser artwork and jewelry and all of the collections. Again, visit him online at ParsonsTodd.com. You can get the app. If you're on my Facebook, just go to my e-blast and you can click to install the app. And then also find him on Facebook.com/ParsonsTodd and get all the good information there. And support. The main thing is, you want to support all those that are coming to the show, because one day it may be you that we're supporting. Listen, I got to give a big shout out to recent listeners that are tuning in from all over across the World Wide Web. Hello to those from Atlanta, Georgia, Conyers, Georgia, New York, London. Hello, I see you. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hello. Of course, Richmond, Virginia. Hello. Wilton, Connecticut. Hello. Let's see who else. Fredericksburg, Virginia. How you doing? St. Louis, Missouri. How you doing? Four Oaks, North Carolina, and the list goes on. We appreciate you here every single week. Listen, this wraps up the show, and we're glad to have you joining us here. Go to Charvette.com and connect with me. Also connect with me on Twitter, Twitter.com/Charvette, and, of course, Facebook.com/Charvette. Until we meet again, peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.